is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with deadly flooding in Texas, which has claimed the lives of at least 24 people. Governor Greg Abbott.
So many people have been swept up into an extraordinary catastrophe.
Hundreds of people have been rescued so far, but the search continues for more than 20 girls who are still unaccounted for. They were at a summer camp located along the Guadalupe River, which swelled more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours. CBS's Jason Allen spoke to a woman who owns a restaurant nearby.
It was raging water. You could also see vehicles coming from up the river with the lights on, and you can hear somebody honking, and they were washing away. They kept going.
Honking,
yeah,
as they were washing down the river, mm-hmm, to try to get somebody's attention.
Yeah, but it was impossible.
Barry Adelman says his neighbor and her husband were nearly swept away by the floodwaters as well.
She told us she was floating down the river with her husband, and her husband kept telling her to grab anything you can grab, and she did. She said, Barry, I caught the last tree, the very last tree right on your property.
To the Middle East now, while Hamas hasn't formally accepted the latest truce proposal to end the war in Gaza, President Trump says he's optimistic a ceasefire deal can be reached. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
Since the last truce collapsed in March, 6,000 more people have died and an acute humanitarian crisis has worsened. Eyewitnesses have told us of daily mass killings of Palestinians desperate for food, mostly near the U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid sites.
And that foundation says two Americans have been injured in a suspected terror attack at a distribution center. The clock is ticking for countries to come up with a trade deal with the U.S. Willie James Inman with details.
The president says he could send up to 12 letters to different nations on Monday notifying them of the new tariff rate on their goods. The White House faces a self-imposed deadline of Wednesday to negotiate dozens of trade deals.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman tells us about an Arizona ice cream shop that just received a big honor.
Novel Ice Cream in Mesa, Arizona has just been ranked the top ice cream shop in the country by Yelp. Shop owner Sean Allard says he has about 250 flavors, but only offers 12 a day to keep the ice cream fresh.
The most popular one that's unusual is the bourbon caramel toffee crunch.
Allard says he owes his success to a great product and a presence on social media.
And Coneflower Creamery in Omaha, Nebraska, took the number 2 spot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Marlins going at it this afternoon in South Florida, where it's hot, humid, and in the 90s. Last night, the Brewers held on to beat the Marlins 6-5, thanks to closer Trevor McGill getting his 19th save of the season. Pat Murphy asked, why did he decide to keep McGill in the game despite two men on and the Marlins slugger Otto Lopez at the plate?
I know I'm looking at the clock, and what time was it? I looked at the clock, and it was like 9:48, and I'm like, Milwaukee's an hour behind, and when my kid's going to go to bed, so I got to be able to FaceTime and go to bed. So that was one thing I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking of just how proud I am of McGill. Just every big situation, he's just a great competitor, you know, and keeps coming at you. Close call, whatever, it doesn't affect him. It's just, he's been sensational. That's what I was thinking about. When my kids are going to go to sleep so I can FaceTime them, and then that. What else was I thinking about? Like all the things I was thinking about? I mean, I had a lot of things on my mind.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90 and into the low 90s in places. Southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low around 72. On your Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a storm, high near 82. Currently, 78 degrees.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning, but the little old lady from Pasadena. you see her on the street, don't try to choose her. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go. Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later, but she can't keep her foot off the accelerator. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives real fast and she drives real hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Watch out for that little old lady from Pasadena. She'll pass you on a no-passing curb. Watch out for that. Good morning to you. Oops, hang on here a second. I did not want to go that quick yet. That song started early and I didn't want it. I wanted to stop for a second, take some time out of my busy broadcast day to say hello there to the Weidrich family. I know they're listening this morning. And good morning, Nate and Corey and all the kids, Jolie, Dylan, Charlie, and my two little buddies, Luke and Eli. I know they're listening this morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Spent a little time watching the parade yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming along this weekend. I'm glad that you're here with me on the Soundtrack Saturday here at WRJN.
What you doing to me? Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Soul on WRJN, the Righteous Brothers with Rick Johnson, and I'll tell you what you can do. Listen to Kurt Vollman. That's right. He's our guy that's on, takes you home in the afternoon, evening. He's on at 5 o'clock with his 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits. Now, here's how this works. Each afternoon, he features three songs from the same year that you can help him select. How do you do that? Simple. Of course, WRJN.com. Enter your favorite from whatever year he's doing on that particular day. So Monday through Friday, he does that. Check it out for whatever year, and you can help him figure out what to play. And Kurt also recaps some of the big stories and memories for the featured year. Again, you can go to WRJN.com. Make your selection to help him pick out what you'd like to hear on one of the given days. And listen weekdays at 5 for the 5 o'clock class reunion. And you know what? It's only here, WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
Only we'll be right back.
Installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. He can talk, right? That's coming up. Hang on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Son of a gun.
Marty Simon on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. They're all right back here. AM 1400, 98.1 if you're down by Kenosha, or 99.9 if you're up here in Racine. Check us out. Thank you. So, you know, there's a million things you could be doing, right? And I'm so happy that you're spending your Saturday morning with me. A lot of things going on around town. And, of course, the big main thing today is going to be North Beach because it's going to be hot. No matter how you cut it up, it's going to be hot. Anyway, it's about 8:30, time for the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. As promised, we're going back to 1964, and we're looking at particularly July 18th. So that was right about this time of year in 1964. Jerry Mack completes the first around-the-world airplane flight by a woman. Her solo flight in the Spirit of Columbus took 29 and one-half days. She took off and landed at the Port Columbus International Airport, and that was in Ohio. In the UK, the BBC 2, that was the television network, they started broadcasting for the first time back in 1964. Wasn't a whole lot on British TV back then. And Pacific Airlines Flight 773 crashes near San Ramon, California. Unfortunately, all 44 people were dead. The FBI later reported the cockpit recorder tape. You know that black box and the cockpit recorder tape? And that fun stuff. Well, it indicated that the pilot and co-pilot had been shot by a suicidal passenger. Obviously, these days, there's no chance to get into the cockpit anymore, but that's probably a good thing. And what was on the radio? What were we listening to back in July 18th of 1974? Tune in and let's check it out.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10. Pushing
and hoping. And bring
9.
My boy, I've
got 8. Bang me, bang me. They'll take a rope and hang me.
7.
Don't laugh the sun. Catch you crying.
6.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
4.
Can't you see that she's hot?
3.
Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee.
1.
Standing by for the number 5 song on this date.
Thank you.
review for you. The WRJN Capsule Countdown.
And just in case you weren't sure, that was The Girl from Ipanema. That was a good song. 1964. And coming up next hour at 9:30, we're going to visit 1969. So make sure you're around. Supremes, come on, see my beat. 81 degrees at Radio Park at WRJN.
Keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me crying,
Baseball, 2:30 this afternoon.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're
the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss American. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died.
were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
McLean's American Pie, WRJN with Rick Johnson, Saturday morning. And you want to be one of the cool people? Nah, you don't have to do it to be cool. But anyway, sign up and you can receive the WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week, highlights of some of our on-air contests and hosts, also profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Oh, everything's right there for you. If you want to get this, it's real simple. Simply sign up at WRJN.com and it'll be on its way.
Celebrate freedom and big savings with WRJN Big Deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 10% off everything when you use the promo code America at checkout. From restaurants and retail to golf and detailing, unbeatable prices are just a click away. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and use the promo code America at checkout. Through Sunday at WRJN Big Deals.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no...
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Governor Greg Abbott calls it catastrophic and has signed a disaster declaration after deadly flooding swept through central Texas. At least 24 are dead. More than 20 girls from a summer camp are still unaccounted for.
Little kids off at camp, joyfully excited about the upcoming day to celebrate the 4th of July.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville, where the Guadalupe River swelled more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours, sweeping up everything in its path.
Scar marks you can see on the trees. That is where the houses and the RVs scraping and bouncing off the trees as the flood carried them down the river.
Search and rescue operations continue. During a 4th of July celebration at the White House, President Trump signed his tax and spending bill into law.
This is a try.